Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Shin Tes Zayin. We are up to Sif Yud Beis, the last line on page 258. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, Chaya Va'ov Shebershuso, a wild animal or a bird that's in your reshus, as we'll see, a domesticated animal, Mutar Latsudon, you are allowed to trap them. V'hu Shelo Yimrodu, that's only if they didn't rebel. Aval imheim mordim, but if they are rebelling, aser latofsam, you're not allowed to grab them. Afila b'chatzer, even in a courtyard. Im achatzer gadol, if the chatzer is large enough, she'im lo gadlu bein b'nei adam, that if these animals did not grow up amongst people, you would need a trap in order to get them. So if the animals already rebelled, so then you're not allowed to grab them even in the chatzer, if the chatzer is large enough that if the animals were not around people, you would require a trap to get them. And we'll see more about this in the Mishnah Berurah. But the Rama says, V'yesh omrin da'osr lotzer chayev ov shebeshuso. The Rama says there are those who argue with the Mechaber, and they say that you are not allowed to trap chayev ov that are domesticated. The im tzadon pater, and if you did trap them, you are pater. Again, it's pater av l'aser. It would be an iser derabanan. So says the Mishnah Berurah sif katan nun beis on the mechaber that says that these animals, the chayev ov shebershuso, you are allowed to trap them. Says the Mishnah Berurah kolo sif katan nun beis kolo kol minei balei chayim shehegilu bebeiso v'nasu bnei tarbus. This includes all types of animals that are trained to be in a house and they become domesticated. So one is allowed to trap them, Sivkaton and Gimel. Hainu afilu bachutz. You're allowed to trap them even if they are outside. The atam, and the reason is, Kevon shehem b'nei tarbus v'hurgulu babayis, since they are domesticated animals that are used to being in the house. U'memela yachsaru l'beisam ba'erev, and automatically they're going to come back to the house in the evening. V'noach l'safsam, and therefore they're easier to grab. L'chein afke sheyotzo min abayis, therefore, even if they went outside the house, harehen kenitzodin va'omdim. Therefore, it's as if they are already trapped and standing. V'lo shayel ben tzida, and therefore, it's not shayel tzida. Since these animals are domesticated and they're going to come back anyway, so to grab them outside is going to be permissible. Sivkoto nundalad latzudan is mutter. Ubavat shelo yitlein biyado. As long as you don't grab them in your hands. Shekol balei chayim he muktzim. Because as we know, all animals are mukta. So what do you do? Elo rodef osam achi kuntzu l'makom tzar v'no b'fneihem. You chase them until they get into a narrow area, and then you close the door in front of them. So you can't actually grab them with your hands, but you can't chase them to go inside where you want and close the door, because there is no iser of tzeda, according to the Mechaber, when it comes to domesticated animals. The Mechaber then clarified and said that's only if the animals did not yet rebel. But he says, if they rebelled, Aser l'safsam. So I'd like to pause for a moment and go to a bir halacha on page Kuf Lamed, line number 6, l'safsam. The lashon of the mechaber was, if they are animals that rebelled, it's aser to grab them. So the bir halacha is bothered, it's aser to grab any animal. Grabbing is mashma with your hands, and we just said all animals are mukta. So says the bir halacha, lav davka l'safsam. It doesn't specifically mean it's aser to grab them. To hafilu lo mordu aser l'safsam. Because even if the animals did not rebel, as we just learned, you're not allowed to grab them. To muktzim, because animals are muktza, like we learned in Siman Shin Ches. Elo rotelomer latzudon lahachnisan lomokon tzar shenitzodim bo v'omdim bo umuchanam l'safsam. Rather, what the mechaber means is, if they're mordim, meaning they rebelled, so it's usher to trap them. It's usher latzudan. It's usher to bring them into a place where they will be trapped and prepared to be grabbed. So that's how the Be'er Lach explains what the Mechaber says, means when he says, Mordin, usher lasafsam, it just means you can't trap them or get them into a situation that you're putting them in an area of trapping that you would be able to grab them. Va'od yei shlomar, further you could say, says the Be'er Lach, the high lasafsam ratzalomar, maybe what the Mechaber means over here that you can't grab them, means l'dadosam b'tzavaram u'b'tzadehem shalo b'hagba min ha'aretz d'sharinan l'el b'simin shinches sif la'mites v'sif men. We learned earlier that sometimes an animal, although it is mukza, there's sometimes you are allowed to lead it by its neck or by its sides, and that is sometimes permissible. So what the mechaber means over here, possibly, says the Be'er Halacha, is also a sufsam, you can't grab him in that way, that sometimes it's permissible, here it would not be permissible. But back to the Mishnah Berurah, where in Sivkata Nunhei, we said in the Mechaber that if the animals did rebel, You can't grab them, as we just clarified, even in a chatzer. If the chatzer is big enough that if these animals did not get raised amongst people, they would need a trap. Sivkatan un hay gadol. Aval im a chatzer katan. But if the courtyard is small, the belav hochi ein srichel hemetzoda, then anyway, even if they weren't trained amongst people, you would not need a trap to get them. So afilu isad rabbanon lekla, then even in isad rabbanon there isn't over here. Sivkatan un vav. So in explaining the type of chatzer where it would be an iser to trap these animals that have rebelled, the Mechaber says that if they wouldn't have grown amongst people, you would need a trap. Now that they were raised amongst people, you don't need a trap. Because they're going to come by themselves back to the house in the evening. But since now during the day they have rebelled, it's not easy to grab them in their state of rebellion. And it's a large chatzer. So it appears like you're doing trapping. It would be asr midrabbanan. So the animals that rebelled during the day, the feeling is that even by night they'll get over their rebellion, they'll come back to the house. And therefore, it's not going to be so chomer, but lemaisa looks like you are trapping when they're in a state of rebellion, and therefore if the chatzer is big enough, that if they were never trained amongst people, you'd not be able to grab them, then in fact, it would be usher to trap them when they are in their state of rebellion. The Ramah then brought a shita that says, not like the Mechaber, these domesticated animals, it is aser lotzud. You cannot trap them. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan on Zayin, Hainu kashem bachutz. This is talking about where the domesticated animals are outside, where the Mechaber said it was mutter to trap them, because anyway they're going to come back to the house in the evening. The Ramah brings a Yesh Omer that says it's aser to trap them when they're outside. O bifnim b'bayis gadol. Or if they're inside and it's a big house, sheyesh bo shir tzida, where there is a size of trapping. Tahainu shelo yochel lahasig b'shchiachas. And a big enough size to trap means that you're not able to grab it in one shot. V'kanal b'reish ha-simen. Hu pasku ha-achronim kayesh omer hazeh. The poskim paskin like this sheet of the Ramah, that even domesticated animals, if they are outside or in a house that's very large, that you can't grab them b'shchiachas, it is aser midrabanan to trap them. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'im yatzu ha'ofos lachutz, if one's birds go outside, V'choshe shelo yignevu oson, and you're afraid they might get stolen, so after osu l'tofsam bi'atzmo bi'adayim, even though you're not allowed to grab them by yourself with your hands, mikol makom still, im tinokos ketanim tzadin osam, if there are small children that are trapping these birds, ein tzarech limchos bi'adon, you do not have to protest against them. Gam de mutter lomer le'enu yehudi sheyatzer oson, you also are allowed to tell a guy to go get your birds, teharei, because the maisa, the whole trapping of these birds that are domesticated is an issur derabbanan, and telling a goy to do it is a shvus to shvus, and it's b'makom that you are going to have a hefsed gadol because you're going to lose them, and therefore it's permissible. And even though the Mishnah Berurah doesn't speak out that it's a hefsed gadol, that could be because lafi the mechaber it's mutter anyway. But the maisa, the Mishnah Berurah does bring from the chayodim that to tell a goy to trap your birds that go outside would be mutter. The kosav od. The Chayodim writes further, Dumutter lamur bifnei ha'ov shelo yivrach. One is allowed to stand in front of a bird to make sure it doesn't run away. Kedei shememela yasser labayis. And because you're standing in front of him, memela is going to go back to the house. Gam hevi ha'magen avram b'shem ha'guda. The magen avram also brings b'shem ha'guda. Dumutter litchos ha'ov me'acharov shikonis labayis. That you can push a bird from behind to get him back into the house. Im ha'bayis godol she'en yochol la'sigo sham b'shchiachas. If the house is large enough that you can't grab him in the house, b'shchiachas, so moving him from outside with a little push to the inside would not be considered trapping. De'inkan tzida gemura, that's not a full trapping, because even once he's in the house, it's so big, you don't really have him under your control. U'b'chayi odom kosov, d'imdarko shal oso ho'o she'en nishma menayad. The Chayadim writes, if the nature of this bird is that it doesn't sneak away from your hand, k'mo she'esh menatanagolos, like there are some birds she takef hi yosheves, that right away they sit very nicely, because sherotz in l'safsa, when you want to grab it, they sit very nicely. Ve'ein tzarech lirdof achareho, and you don't have to run after it. The behu ein iser tzida klal l'kuyam, that with that kind of bird, there would be no iser trapping at all, according to anyone. Im hurgul l'kfar b'bayis, if they're already trained to be in the house. And memelu mutter l'achnisa yidei d'chia, and you're able to enter it into the house through pushing it, o l'rotfo, to run after it, af l'bayis katan, even to a small house, o l'kluv shalo, or to its cage, and so too one can be lenient. So again, if it's a type of bird that's a really good bird, and the second you want to try to get it, he just sits down and lets you get it, so that's considered trapped already, so you can lead it into a small cage, and that's going to be fine. Sifkata Nulches, again, on this sheet of the Rambam that the Achronim go like, that it's Aser Lotzer Chayev of Shebreshuso, says the Mishabur Nulches, Wafize, according to this, Yesh Lizar Shalol Lahachnes Saofos B'Shabbos Min Habayis, one should be careful not to enter birds on Shabbos from the house, Kishu Godol Mukhusr Tzida Sham, if it's a large house and it's lacking in its Tzida, Lumakoma Kluv Shalahem, you can't go ahead and put these birds into their cage, Shasham Hamokum Tsar, there the cage is narrow, Mikri Tzida Gemura, and going from the house that's very large into the cage that's very small, that's called regular trapping. Vimu Miskaving Lahachnisam La Kluv Rak Kadesh Layasu Hezekos Babayas. But if your intention for trapping the birds in their cage is not because you want the birds in the cage, it's because you want them not to cause damage in the house. So then, Efshar Sheish Lahokil, then possibly you can be lenient, V'ayim B'Alocha, because that again would be a Shvus to Shvus, because the trapping of these birds that are domesticated is only in Issa D'Rabbanan. And if your kavana is just to prevent damage, so it is a malacha shein tzarich gufa. So therefore, that would be a derabbanan and derabbanan, and possibly one can be lenient to avoid damaging his house. Says the Mishabura Vaiter, v'im hayu ofos chadashim. But if they were new birds, shelo hurgulu babayis, that they were not trained in the house, yesh bozeh isser b'chal gavni, then it's going to be usher in all cases. V'afilu im nichnasu ba'atzman la'kluv, and even if they entered into the cage by themselves, usher linol hadela shalakluv bifnehem. You would not be allowed to close the door of that cage in front of them. Let's just read one more b'halacha. The wide lines on page Kuflamid the Usr. So let's go on the last point that we just said, the yesh omrim of the Ramah, that it's usher to trap chayv osher b'shuso. So the Biralocha writes, I am the Mishabura b'di Ramasko Lotzud, b'mashe kasafti lefize. Read what we just read in the Mishabura, that according to this, you can't go ahead and send in birds from the house that's very big into a cage that's very small. V'afilu m'hayu ha'ofos b'socha kluv, even if the birds were inside the cage already, v'niftach ha'kluv, and the cage opened, yesh li'zor shelo yaskirenu. You have to be careful not to close the cage. Kevan shehum b'chavim bazel atzudam shelo yetzu chutzu, since your intention is to trap them, they shouldn't be able to get out. That is usher. V'chein mashma v'sefer zachor la'avram b'shem machzik bracha. Shezel Shono, this is the lashon of the Masik Bracha. Liftoach v'liskor lul shetanagolim b'shabbos usher, to open and close. The chicken coop on Shabbos is aser. Aval mutter lahachil lahaofos asher balul biyom Shabbos kodesh aydei in a Yehudi. But you are able to feed the birds that are in the chicken coop on Shabbos through a goy. Vim ha'inu Yehudi bi'atzmo yiskor le'islamba. And if in order to feed the animals he opens the door and closes the door, you don't have to worry about it. Ad kan l'shono. V'nirid demayri shabayis gadol. It appears we're discussing a case where the house is very big, o shahalul omid b'chatzer, or the lul is outside in a courtyard. The habayis is katam, because if the house is very small, mutter liskor halul, then you would be allowed to close the door of the chicken coop. Afilu habayis is godol, and even if the house is large, yuchal gamkein la'achilun be'inyan shalo yiftach halul lagamri sheyuchal levroach. So then as well, even if it's a big house, you're able to feed the chickens on Shabbos in a way that you don't open the door to the chicken coop the whole way that they're able to get out. And if you look at note number 94, he writes, "V'chein das chazanish she'im makbid l'malei b'gufo eschala la'pesach." If when you open the door, you make sure that with your body you're blocking the whole way, so Rashi hu liskor la'achar mikein asadelas, and obviously you can go ahead and close the door afterwards. Ve'ein zeh nechshav ketzida, that's not called trapping, because at no point were they able to get out. It's like the case we had earlier of two people sitting there, that once the second person is there, the first person can move, it's not a problem. So here also, if you open the door, and as you opened it, your body was blocking the opening, so then there would be no problem closing the door, because you're not trapping it by closing it, it was really trapped by the original door, your body took over, and now the door is taking over, all from the original trapping. We will stop here, and continue with Hashem next time, with the rest of Sif Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.